time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. Darshan Singh, author of the book Spiritual Awakening, once said, "Humanity has always dreamed of a golden age. Some imagine it as having existed in the remote past, while others project it into a distant future. For those who have the eyes to read the signs, the golden age of spirituality has already begun, and we are witnessing its dawn. Already, young and old throughout the world are beginning to seek spiritual awakening. Let us speak of peace. Let us listen to the message of love, and once these subjects are begun, let us speak of them from dawn to dawn. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening." Welcome to Buddhism and Inner Sound Meditation, Part 1. The following passage is found in a book about Tibetan Buddhist mysticism, a book called Mind Beyond Death, published by Snow Lion Publications. It is easiest to hear this sound when it is quiet, particularly at night. Once you have identified this sound, then you place your awareness on it without wavering. Resting your mind in the sound, you continue to listen, going further and further into the sound itself. The more precise and clear your focus is, the more vivid and sharp the sound becomes. Throughout human history, human beings have reported hearing a divine sound, a sound from beyond the silence, a divine sound, a cosmic sound, described as the Om, the sound of God's voice, a cosmic hum, a background static of the cosmos. A Buddhist monk by the name of Ajahn Sumedho of the Theravadin branch of Buddhism describes this cosmic sound in his book, The Sound of Silence. As you calm down, you can experience the sound of silence in the mind. You hear it as a kind of high-frequency sound, a ringing tone that's always there. It's just not normally noticed. Now, when you begin to hear this sound of silence, it's a sign of emptiness, of silence of the mind. It's something you can always turn to. As you concentrate on it and turn to it, it can make you quite peaceful and blissful. Meditating on that, you have a way of letting the conditions of the mind cease without suppressing them with another condition. The path to enlightenment through transcendental hearing of this divine sound is described in an ancient Buddhist sutra known as the Sharangama Sutra. Kuan Yin, the hearer and answerer of prayer, has visited all the Buddha lands of the 10 quarters of the universe and has acquired transcendental powers of boundless freedom and fearlessness, and has vowed to emancipate all sentient beings from their bondage and suffering. How sweetly mysterious is the transcendental sound of Kuan Yin, It is the subdued murmur of the sea tide setting inward. Its mysterious sound brings liberation and peace to all sentient beings who in their distress are calling for aid. Edward Salim Michael, in his book, The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance, says a human being's attention is the most precious treasure he possesses. On this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, I'm going to share with you, first of all, an interview with Michelle Michael, describing the life and teachings, the spiritual quest of Edward Salim Michael, who lived from 1921 to 2006. His encounter with this divine sound. He was a classical composer in France in 1949 after seeing a statue of the Buddha for the first time. Edward Salim Michael experienced a powerful awakening of his innate Buddha nature, which inspired him to begin a sustained and extremely disciplined meditation practice. Michael abandoned his career as a composer and went to India, the home of his maternal grandmother, where he lived for 7 years fully focused on his spiritual awakening. Michael's spiritual teachings reveal techniques of yoga and meditation that can open the door to one's higher nature and to directly experience the after-death state. Nada Yoga, meditation on the inner sound, is one of the core techniques for this realization. There is a vast, luminous consciousness already within us, but it is obscured by the clouds of our incessant thoughts. With sincerity, moral integrity, and inner vigilance, which when embodied implies that we have internalized the basic tenets of the law of attention, we can move beyond the promptings of our lower nature and break through the clouds of our ordinary mind to realize our own divine nature. Emphasizing inner attention and an awareness of attitude, Michael's practices can help aspirants make direct contact with the divine source. Each of us unknowingly carries deep within. Recently, I was in email contact with Michelle Michael and asked her to submit some statements regarding the life of her late husband and his spiritual quest for the divine sound and the path to enlightenment. This is not a phone interview. This is an MP3. She sent a copy of her replies via the web. So I want to share with you Michelle Michael, beginning this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio.
The inner sound was an essential part of Edward Salim's spiritual path from the very beginning. In fact, he started with this sound. It happened in a rather mysterious way. It was in London in 1949. At that time, he was a classical composer. And one evening, he was invited by a man who was highly spiritual. This man took him to a room where there was a very tall Buddha statue, more than 1 meter high. In 1949, it was not common at all to see Buddha statues as we see now everywhere. And it was the first time in his life that Salim saw a Buddha statue. He was fascinated and remained petrified in front of this statue, looking at its beautiful face, the posture, the dignity of the posture, the atmosphere which surrounded the statue. And when he came back home that night, he could not help but sit in the same posture as the statue, the full lotus posture, which he took without difficulties. He closed his eyes and started immediately to concentrate on an inner sound that he was hearing in his ears and in his head. Why did he feel so strongly that he had to do it? He did not know. But he had the absolute certitude that it was vital for him. He said later to his pupil that a mysterious remembering, a remembering without words nor images, rose in him in front of this statue. And this remembering was linked with the spiritual work he did in a previous life. 20 years later, when he happened to be in India, he discovered that this sound was known in India as an important means of concentration and is called the nada on the wall of a temple. He saw a drawing, the drawing of a yogi who was listening to something with his hand close to his ear, and below there were some Sanskrit words. Someone who knew Sanskrit and who was there translated the text for him and told him that this yogi was listening to a sound that was known in India as the nada. And this practice was known in India as the nada yoga. Why is this sound so important? Because it has a special continuity in it, a continuity that we do not possess naturally. Inwardly, our interest, our attention, change all the time from one thing to another. Our thoughts are jumping all the time to one subject to another. And this inner sound, when we are listening to it, give us precious means to keep our attention on the same object for a longer time. If I can describe it in a very inadequate way, it is something like like the soft whisper of the wind, as Salim wrote in his book. And what is precious with this inner sound is that the more we concentrate on it, the louder it becomes. And the more we concentrate on it, the more we can hear it. Anyone who has tried to meditate knows how difficult it is to remain in the present. almost immediately thoughts arise, and we are lost in the past or in the future. To remain in the present, we need a support, we need a means to help us to stay in the present moment. Because it is only in the present moment that we can be available to something higher, which is already in us, but to which we have no access except when we are free from our incessant thoughts. So it is for this reason that this inner sound is so important. Salim started to concentrate on it, and he combined it intuitively with the global sensation of the body. Because the global sensation of the body helps also to stay in the present moment and to come back to oneself. To listen to the nada and to have a global sensation of the body were for him the two main means to concentrate upon since the beginning of his spiritual path. As he was a classical composer and a solo violinist, his attention had been worked intensively. So, when he started to concentrate very deeply, only after a few weeks, he started to experience some blissful states in his meditation, which was for him, of course, very encouraging. But he realized rapidly that it was not enough, and it was necessary to try to listen to this inner sound in his active life as well. He had the strong feeling and understanding that when we separate the moment of meditation and the active life, there can be no transformation of all the undesirable tendencies that we carry in us. So he started to try to listen to this inner sound in different circumstances of active life. In the street, during his contact with other people, when eating, etc. Each moment became a moment of work for him. He gave to himself all sorts of exercises, as those he described in the Law of Attention. He became more and more present, aware of himself, not of himself in an ordinary sense, but self-aware, aware of the self in him. Intuitively, he knew that the blissful experience he had were not the decisive experience which permits to cross an irreversible threshold. This decisive experience happened to him after 4 years of intensive meditation and sustained inner vigilance in active life. He recounts this experience in his book, The Law of Attention. One day, when he was meditating,
the name of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. And you're hearing the voice of Michelle Michael describe the life and spiritual quest of her late husband, Edward Salim Michael. A few months back, I acquired an amazing book, The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance by Edward Salim Michael, published by Inner Traditions. It is filled with much wisdom. The spiritual practice of Edward Salim Michael was to focus on the inner divine sound. And this is definitely a tradition within Buddhism. And during this multiple part series of programs, you'll get to hear many passages from not only the Law of Attention, but other Buddhist writings and scriptures or sutras on this path of transcendental hearing, the path of the divine sound, the yoga of the sound current. Now let's resume the talk sent to me on MP3 by Michelle Michael, describing her husband's spiritual quest and encounter with this divine sound current.